I want to wish you a good morning, welcome to church, and a happy Mother's Day.
早上好，欢迎来到教会，神的家，母亲节快乐。
I'm delighted to join you in the Mandarin service.
我很高兴能够来到国语堂的崇拜，能跟大家一起敬拜神。
To bring you a word from the Lord.
为你们带来主的话语。
May the Lord bless you with his joy.
愿主用他的喜乐祝福你们。
The Lord wants us to be fruitful.
主希望我们多结果子。
In our families, in our lives, and in our church.
在我们的家庭里，我们的生活里和教会里。
So I pray a blessing over our church, your families, and you individually.
我祷告祝福我们的教会和我们在座的每一位。
That this year will be more fruitful than ever before. Amen.
今年比往年所有的都结果子更多。Amen.
Our fruitfulness will not be measured by how much activity we do.
我们是否多结果子，并不是以我们手上的工的多少来衡量。
But by how close we remain in Jesus, how much lasting impact we make.
而是在乎我们有多么紧紧的跟随主耶稣，在他的里面以生命影响生命。
In the beginning, we know the Lord's desire for Adam and Eve was to be fruitful.
从一开始，从圣经，我们知道神对亚当和夏娃的期望是要多结果子。
In Genesis 1:28, it said, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.'"
在创世纪第一章二十八节。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。”
And the Lord continued to remind every generation, "Be fruitful and multiply."
然后主继续提醒每一代的人要生养众多。
It was said to Noah, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to Joseph, and so on.
神对挪亚、亚伯拉罕以撒、雅各和约瑟都是这样说。
The Old Testament references originally meant being productive as having children or as in being laborers.
在旧约的经文中，多结果子最初意味着生育的能力和劳动生产力。
The more fruitful, the more children, the more fruitful.
孩子越多，果子就越多。
The more work you do, the more fruitful.
工作的越多，果子就越多。
However, the meaning of fruitfulness expanded beyond biological reproduction to spiritual reproduction.
然而，多结果子的语义后来扩张了，从自然繁衍的层面到了属灵的繁衍的层面。
To gospel ministry, for evangelism, for producing fruit for eternity.
用来指福音的事工，传福音和结出永恒的果子。
We are called to be fruitful for His kingdom.
我们都被呼召为神的国多结果子。
In the Gospels, bearing fruit is important.
在福音书中，结果子很重要。
The purpose of trees and vines are not simply to exist, but to produce fruit.
树木和藤蔓的目的。不仅仅是为了自己生存。
The purpose of our lives is to produce fruit.
而是为要结出果子，我们的生命也是如此。
When we consider fruit, we may think of material things.
我们想到果子的时候，很自然会想到物质的东西。
The more people, the more programs, the more salvations, the more baptisms, the more attendance.
更多的事工，更多的人，更多的灵魂得救，更多的施洗。更高的出席率。
However, all of these good works are not the only fruit.
但是所有的这些善行都不是唯一的果子。
From Galatians 5:22-23, we know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们从加拉太书知道，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
In this sense, the spiritual fruit is growing in the character of God and to be more like Jesus.
从这个意义上说，属灵的果子就是在神的品格当中成长，变得更像主耶稣。
When we offer a sacrifice of praise in Hebrews 13:15, it is the fruit of our lips to acknowledge His name.
从希伯来书十三章十五节，我们知道，以颂赞为祭献给神的，就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
In this sense, fruit is giving glory to God, giving praise to Him.
从这个意义上说，属灵的果子就是。荣耀神，赞美他。
There's a few things we know about fruit.
我们对果子有以下的一些理解。
First of all, the kind of tree is known by the kind of fruit it produces.
第一，是什么样的树，就看它结什么样的果子。
Fig trees produce figs. Grapevines produce grapes.
无花果树结无花果，葡萄树结葡萄。
Healthy apple trees produce good apples.
健康的苹果树能结出好的苹果。
But dying trees of any kind produce rotten or no fruit.
但是任何一种垂死的树木只会结出腐烂的果子或者不结果子。
A spiritual man or woman should produce spiritual fruit.
一个属灵的男人或女人应该会结出属灵的果子。
A faithful Christ-like family should produce faithful fruit.
一个忠心的基督化家庭应该结出忠心的果子。
Secondly, fruits are clearly visible and rarely invisible.
第二，我们知道果子是清晰可见的，鲜有隐藏。
Fruits are not invisible. I can see what I am eating.
果子并不是看不见的，我能知道我吃的是什么果子。
At the market, I can choose an apple or a pear or a mango.
在市场上，我能够选择是苹果还是芒果或者是橘子。
A spiritually fruitful teenager may show evidence of faith.
一个属灵上结果子的青少年，能够在他的行为上能够看得出信心的凭证。
By their courage to stand up for Jesus.
他们可能能够勇敢的捍卫神的名。
By being fearless to pray and a hunger for God's word.
他们能无畏无惧的祷告，渴望神的话语。
A fruitful teen may show evidence of growing character of Christ.
一个属灵上能结果子的青少年，也能够在品格上基督的品格上面表现出他的信心。
He may decrease in his anger, be eager to bring glory to God and benefit others rather than himself.
他们能减少怒气或者是愤怒，渴望将荣耀归给神，要造就他人而不是造就自己。
So even a child's true faith is rarely invisible.
所以即使是一个孩子的真正的信心，都是很少有隐藏的。
So let's encourage one another to be fruitful and be clearly visible.
所以让我们互相鼓励，能够多结果子，让它清晰可见。
Thirdly, fruits are dependent on the vine to grow.
第三，我们知道果子的生长仰赖于结它的树。
A fruit cannot grow by itself. It needs to be part of a vine or tree.
果子永远不会单独存在，它需要是树或者是藤蔓的一部分。
Fruit that is apart from the tree.Is rotten.
离开了树的枝子，只会腐烂。
A Christian cannot independently be fruitful apart from Christ or His church.
一个基督徒不能够离开主或者教会而结出任何果子。
So fruitfulness is celebrated, but fruitlessness is catastrophic.
所以结出果子是可以。是要庆祝的，但是不结果子却是灾难性的。
A tree that bears no fruit will be put aside.
一棵不结果子的树将被搁置。
In the words of John the Baptist in Luke 3, verse 9, every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
用施洗约翰的话来说，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
And in the words of Jesus from Luke 6, 43 and 44, no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit.
在路加福音六章四十三到四十四节记载说，耶稣说，没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子，凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。
Our scripture today from John 15 lands in a section known as the Upper Room Discourse.
我们今天的经文，约翰福音十五章是取自圣经当中，被称为楼房的讲章的一部分。
From chapters 13 to 17, Jesus spends his final hours with his disciples.
从约翰福音十三章到十七章。主耶稣跟他的门徒度过了最后的时光。
Washing their feet, eating the Passover, and preparing them for his crucifixion.
耶稣为门徒洗脚，与他们一同吃逾越节的晚餐，并为他被钉十字架做准备。
Now, no doubt, they were surrounded by trees, olive trees, and grapevines.
毫无疑问，他们所在的楼房四围都会有橄榄树和葡萄园。
So Jesus simply points to the vines and the grapes for this illustration.
所以耶稣就用了葡萄树和葡萄来做这个比喻。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away."
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Jesus is the true vine, the only source of life.
耶稣是真葡萄树，是我们生命的唯一源头。
Any branch that is separated from the vine has no life.
离开葡萄树的枝子是没有生命的。
It cannot be fruitful apart from the vine.
离了葡萄树。枝子不可能结果子。
And our Heavenly Father is the gardener of this vine and branches.
而我们的天父就是照料葡萄园的园丁。
In His wisdom, He may remove the dead branches to give the healthy branches the ability to grow.
以神的智慧，天父会除去枯枝，让健康的枝条能够生长。
In verse 2, we see that some branches have no fruit.
在第二节的里面，我们知道有一些的枝子是不结果子的。
And those branches are cut away.
园丁就剪掉那些枯枝。
You can tell the dead branches, they have a different color and a shape.
我们可以从形状上和颜色上能够知道哪一个是枯枝。
They are no longer green and pliable and strong.
他们不再是强壮、柔韧或者是清脆。
Perhaps they are broken and dangling, perhaps dead with rot.
也许他们摇摇欲坠，已然折断，或者他们已经腐烂。
Perhaps they are diseased with bugs or damaged by storms.
也许他们已经被虫蛀了，或者是被暴风吹坏了。
It can no longer bear fruit and need to be cut off to make room for a living branch.
它们不再结果子，需要被剪除，让健康的树枝能够腾出空间。
And he continues to say in verse 2, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
经文继续说，凡结果子的，他就修理干净。使枝子结果子更多。
So we see some branches bear no fruit, and other branches will bear fruit.
所以在第二节的里面，我们看到一些枝子结果子，一些不结。
And for the ones that he bears fruit, the gardener will also prune in order to bear more fruit.
所以结果子的枝条，园丁的工作就是要修剪它们，让它们能够结果子更多。
No fruit.Fruit bear more fruit.
不结果子，结果子更多。
And here Jesus is telling his disciples that pruning is an important principle.
耶稣在这里教导他的门徒，修剪是一个重要的属灵原则。
And pruning is also an important spiritual practice for every Christian.
而修剪也是我们每一个基督徒重要的属灵操练。
Pruning is to clean off or snip away those little sucker shoots.
修剪是为了要清除掉或者是剪掉那些小的吸盆芽。
Those are the little buds and branches that suck away all the life, resulting in no or little fruit.
那些就是吸掉生命养分的枝芽，导致主要的枝条不结果子，或者是难以结果子。
And the act of pruning will bear more fruitfulness.
修剪的效果就是结果子更多。
Sometimes our Heavenly Father removes distractions from our lives and relationships that draw away our attention and our focus.
有的时候我们的天父会拿走我们生活当中的一些的干扰，或者是一些分散我们注意力和专注力的人际关系。
In order to make us better and more productive.
以致让我们更好，更专注，更有果效。
Now these pursuits may not even be evil or bad or sinful, but they simply do not help us to be more fruitful.
其他的那些追求未必是邪恶的或者是罪恶的，但是他们就是不能帮助我们结果子更多。
And we need to humbly ask the Lord, what needs to be pruned from my life?
我们需要以谦卑的心来到神的面前，问主我们的生命必须要剪除什么。
What needs to be pruned from my family in order for us to be more fruitful?
我们要在我们的家庭和家庭生活当中剪除什么，以致我们可以多结果子。
What is draining away my time and energy?
是什么耗尽了我的时间和精力？
And keeps me from becoming more like Jesus.
并阻止我变得更像主耶稣。
Now, pruning may seem counterintuitive for those of us who have no gardening skills.
对我们在座不懂园艺的人来说，修剪可能是有悖常理的。
When I see a big bush or jungle of branches, wouldn't having more branches produce more fruit?
当我看见很多枝条的植物的时候，多枝子不是会结更多的果子吗？
But the experienced gardener tells us that we cut away these little things, these little dead growth, in order to not allow little branches to compete for all the nutrients and waste our essential elements.
而有经验的园丁会告诉我们，我们就是要剪掉那些吸掉养分的枝条，好让这些养分不会被浪费掉。然后我们的植物。
Then our plants are revived and there's greener leaves and bigger fruit.
然后我们的植物就会有更多的绿叶和果子。
We have many overachieving youths who burn out to strive to do it all.
我们当中有很多出类拔萃的年轻人们，他们为了多才多艺，十项全能，弄得自己都精疲力尽了。
And parents have a tough task to help them make tough choices what to prune.
而父母们也在想要帮助他们的当中，很难做出选择要剪除什么样的活动。
Right away, we know that we need to reduce their screen time.
我们马上可以想到，我们想要减少他们上网的时间。
We need to make more time for them to sleep and to rest.
让他们好有多点的时间睡觉。
Make more time for them to enjoy God and abide in Jesus and be fruitful.
能让他们多一点的时间在主的里面去成长并结果子。
It's not easy to decide which sport or which AP class to drop.
要决定要放弃哪一项运动或者是 AP 课程并不容易。
In order to create some more time for them to rediscover Jesus amidst their growing doubt.
以致能够腾出一些的时间 让在他们越来越多的信仰疑惑的当中，能够重新的去发现主耶稣。
And to rebuild their deeper friendships in order to get their smile back.
去重建一些深厚的友谊，让他们重拾笑容。
Now I was raised in Flushing, New York.
我是在纽约州的法拉盛长大的。
And there was not a lot of farming land to learn gardening skills in Flushing.
大家知道，在法拉盛没有太多的园地来锻炼我们的耕作的技能。
But because my mother was a wonderful gardener, I grew up as her assistant.
但是因为我的母亲是一位很好的园丁，所以我从小就是她的助手。
And in our small backyard garden, she produced these giant 冬瓜。
在我们很小的后花园的里面，我的母亲能够种出硕大的冬瓜。
I mean, it could feed the entire block.
整个街区的人可能都可以吃得饱。
And we grew 苦瓜, which is not my favorite.
还有我不太喜欢的苦瓜。
And there were yard-long Chinese string beans.
还有一码这么长的四季豆。
There was sook mai.
还有甜玉米。
And her big, sweet, beefy 番茄。
还有一些很大的甜番茄。
And gailan, one of my favorites.
还有我最喜欢的芥蓝。
And as a child, I thought it was just too much work to take care of these plants.
在我小的时候，我就是觉得要照顾这些这个植物是很繁重的。
It was a lot of daily work to water, fertilize, and prune these babies.
这些的要照顾这些的小的植物，我们要浇水，要施肥，还要修剪，确实是很重的体力活。
And every morning before I left for school, we had to water our plants.
每天早上我们上学之前都得要先浇水。
And then every night after dinner, we had to go and fertilize and prune these plants.
然后每天晚饭之后，我们会要出去，要去施肥，要修剪枝叶。
And she tried to convince me that the plants will grow bigger.
我母亲就想要告诉我们说，我们修剪是可以让植物长得更大。
And I didn't believe her until the harvest came.
我在收成之前是不相信的，但是之后她是对的。
And we had these giant guavas and tomatoes to enjoy.
然后我们收获了硕大的瓜果和番茄。
Now, if you don't know anything about gardening, I would recommend that you join the Archibald C. Garden Club.
如果大家想多了解有关如何修剪和耕作，我鼓励大家参加咱们若歌教会刚刚成立的一个花园俱乐部。
And make sure you bring your children and your grandchildren to learn the principles of pruning.
你可以把子女或者是孙而都带上，可以学习，一同学习如何修剪。
In verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
在第五节这里说，耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
It says in verse 5, whoever abides in Christ will bear much fruit.
在第五节这里说，常在主里面的，这人就多结果子。
From no fruit to fruit to more fruit to much fruit.
从不结果子到结果子，到结果子更多，到多结果子。
Pruning produces more fruit, but abiding produces much fruit.
修剪能使得结果子更多，而常在基督的里面能多结果子。
Jesus tells us to remain or abide or to stay with or to hang out with him.
耶稣告诉我们要跟他在一起，要在他的身边与他一起一同做事。
The Greek word for abide is mene.
在希腊语的里面
It's used 10 times in John 15.
在主的里面这个字在约翰福音的十五章当中使用了十次。
Jesus doesn't want us to visit him once a year or even once a week on Sundays.
耶稣不希望我们一年一次，甚至是每周一次去拜访他。
He invites us to abide, to hang out with him 24/7.
耶稣邀请我们并且敦促我们要在他的里面，全天候的24小时，七天在他的里面。
He doesn't want us to be an unfamiliar acquaintance. He wants us to be a close friend.
耶稣不希望我们跟他只是泛泛之交，他希望跟我们就像亲密的朋友一样。
When we make barbecue ribs, we want that sauce to infuse into the meat right to the bone.
我们在做酱烧排骨的时候，我们希望那个酱汁能够腌入到肉甚至骨头的当中。
So we let the meat to marinate, to abide in the sauce overnight, soaking in all the flavors.
所以我们让肉浸在腌在酱汁的当中，长时间的让它在味料的当中浸泡。
And the next day we roast it to perfection and the sauce permeates every bite.
然后第二天我们就可以烤出一道外酥内嫩的很入味的排骨，每一口都能够唇齿留香。
In a similar way, when we make tea eggs, we want all the flavors of the tea and soy sauce and the spices to be together, to melt in together in the egg.
我们做茶叶蛋的时候也是同样的，我们希望茶叶、酱油还有味料都能够入到蛋的里面。
So we let it soak, we let it abide in the sauce, the cracked hard-boiled eggs, for at least 12 hours.
所以我们将蛋壳敲碎了，然后把它煮熟了的蛋壳敲碎了，然后把它放在味料当中在冰箱里放12个小时以上。
And then the next day we enjoy the beautiful marbled eggs and the abundant flavors.
然后第二天我们就可以边欣赏它这个蛋的外表好像大理石这样子的纹路而且边欣赏它的风味。
Jesus invites us to marinate with him.In his company.
耶稣邀请我们就像这样子的过程能够在他的里面浸泡或者腌制。
Don't rush off with a quick Bible study or prayer, but stay for a while, fellowship in his word, and pour your heart out in prayers and listen to him.
在我们的灵修的当中不要太匆忙在神的话语里面跟他交通在祷告和与主团契的时候能够倾心吐意仔细地聆听他。
During the pandemic, it has been hard to be fruitful.
在疫情的当中要多结果子实在不容易。
It's been a struggle to remain in Jesus.
要在主常在主的里面也是不容易。
It's such a different experience to worship and to pray in isolation on your couch.
要独自在家里面的沙发上面去敬拜，确实是一种不一样的经历。
And now, praise God, we have an opportunity to sing amidst a live choir and congregation, and that is a notched up experience.
感谢神，我们现在能够在现场的诗班和会众的当中，能够一起敬拜神，这确实一个美妙的经历。
We can warmly greet each other and bring encouragement and life.
我们可以热情地相互问安，能够互相鼓励。
Could you, Maggie, read verses 7 to 11 and 16?
我现在读约翰福音15章7到11节和16节。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求， 就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就因得因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Now Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's not telling them how to be saved. He's telling them how to be fruitful.
耶稣在这里是跟他的门徒说话，告诉他们不是如何得救，而是如何多结果子。
He's helping them to become eternally fruitful as they bear abiding fruit in verse 16.
耶稣在十六节的地方说的是，当门徒在结出长存的果子的时候，他们主耶稣是要帮助他们永远多结果子。
So we had no fruit, then we had fruit, then we had more fruit, and then there was much fruit, and now we have abiding fruit.
所以从不结果子到结果子，到结更多的果子，多结果子，直到现在果子长存。
This is lasting fruit, fruit that will remain.
这是持久的果子，是长存的果子。
When we are fruitful disciples, we give glory to God with all that we do.
当我们成为多结果子的门徒的时候，必会用我们所做的一切将荣耀归于神。
He is the true vine. If we remain in him, abide in him, we will bear much fruit.
耶稣是真的葡萄树，我们若常在他的里面，就会多结果子。
We live in obedience and dependence on the true vine that supplies our daily needs.
我们活在顺服的当中，依靠真的葡萄树，因为他每天供应我们的所需的恩典。
In closing, brothers and sisters, we all have only one life to live.
最后，弟兄姊妹们，我们在地上都只有一次生命活。
And I trust that you want your life to be productive and fruitful.
我相信你们都想自己的人生能够有果效，多结果子。
I trust that you want your family to be productive and fruitful.
我也相信你也想自己的家庭，家人能够多有果效，多结果子。
We have to become better at pruning and abiding.
我们要在修剪和在主的里面能够有长进。
What good is it to live a successful life in the eyes of man and yet bear little or no fruit in the eyes of God?
若然我们过上世上世人所谓的成功的生活，却在神的眼中不结果子或者少结果子，那又有什么好处呢？
And moms and dads, I feel the weight on your heart.
在座为人父母的弟兄姊妹们，我能够感受到你心里面的重担。
You desire with all your heart to grow faithful and fruitful children.
你们渴望要培养在属灵上能多结果子的孩子们。
And I am here to walk with you in good times and in hard times.
我愿意在这里能与你们同行高低。
Our ministry teams and our church leadership is committed to engage the parents to mobilize this next generation to love and serve the Lord.
我们的事工团队和教会的牧长们都愿意支持和鼓励各位的家长们能够动员我们的下一代去爱主、侍奉主。
So I leave you with three takeaways from John 15.
约翰福音的十五章给了我们三个要领。
First of all, always stay connected to Jesus, never depart from the vine.
第一，始终与耶稣相连结，永远不要离开葡萄树。
Let's trade away the tendency for social distance for radical intimacy with the Lord and with His church.
让我们一改在疫情当中所养成的社交距离的惯性，换之以与主和主内的弟兄姊妹们有紧密的关系和联系。
Secondly, let's prune away things that take away our focus and prevent us from being more fruitful.
第二，要减掉那些会分散我们的注意力的东西，因为那些的东西要阻止我们多结果子。
In our busy schedules, we need to prune and make more room for God to be there.
在我们紧凑的时间表的当中，我们需要修剪。并为神腾出更多的空间。
And finally, abide in, remain, soak in, and marinate with God in prayer and His Word, and in fellowship and in witness.
在祷告和神的话语当中，在团契和见证的当中，我们要与主耶稣在一起，就好像烟泡和腌制肉的一样。我们常在基督的里面。
Please pray with me.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, may we be more like Jesus, not less, as we get older.
主啊，求主你让我们在年纪增长的时候更像耶稣。
May we bring more of your love and grace, not less, as the culture slips away.
让我们能够在主的里面支取和发放更多的恩典和爱，因为现今的世代越走越远。
Lord, may we be exceedingly fruitful for the glory of God.
主啊，愿我们为神的国多结果子。
We humbly pray in Jesus' name.
我们以谦卑的心奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.